Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about The Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Are you or someone you love caught in the trap of sin, addiction, abuse, and depression? Are you experiencing fear, poverty, anger, or rejection? Those cycles can be broken. Christ will set you free. Loeda Rashke, a licensed ordained minister of the gospel and TV radio evangelist, will teach you how to know the truth and be free. John 8:32. Learn Bible principles to break the destructive cycles of sin, fear, or abuse in your life and walk into the destiny and identity that God intended. Watch Loeda's Be Free program on the National Impact Network on Dish and DirecTV, or listen to her Be Free radio program on KRVL 1230. Visit her website at loeda.org. That's L-O-U-A-D-A.org for information, resources, or to have her come speak at your ministry event. Loeda Rashke Ministries is a proud sponsor of the Cross at Kerrville radio program.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses. Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsome Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Welcome to the Cross in Kerrville radio show today. Good to have you listening in today. We've got some real special guests for you today, and we're going to start off everything with my good friend and the founder of the Coming King Foundation, Max Griner. Max, welcome to the show. Good to see you.
Hello, Roy, Holly. Thank you for
doing great today, man. It's always good to be here.
Yeah, and we have the beautiful Loeda Rashke here that's with us too, that has been our host.
Thank you.
Here for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And we have some announcements kind of to make today. We're going to always talk about God as we always
Absolutely.
Do and what he's doing. But we've got some changes that are mm-hmm. in the winds. And you know, if you read in that book we all love, the Bible, there's a season and a time for everything.
That's
and
right.
Everything
right.
Goes a season, and that's the way God intended it. But we are, this will be the last show for the Austin and the San Antonio listeners to hear
unless
that we find some sponsors mm-hmm. to help us do that on KSLR. They're mm-hmm. 630 in San Antonio, and also on KTXW mm-hmm. in Austin. And if we've got some listeners that'll help us, we just went into this as a nonprofit thing, and the goal was as long as we could pay for it, we would do it. And
with contributions.
With donations.
Without taking any money from the Coming King.
Yeah, because we've got the people that donate to the Coming King Foundation, that's to build the garden, that's to put in the restrooms and all the things that we do. And we felt like we put a fleece out and said, God, if you want us to do this radio show, which Roy, you were involved in and giving us the word and giving us the start, as long as God paid for it, we would keep doing it. And so we have been, now this is the fourth year, we've been 4 years that we've been sharing the miracles that God's worked on the mountain.
And we will say this up front. We if you're listening right now, we believe in miracles. Now, we've coming down to the nitty-gritty here, and we need some contributions to keep the show going in Austin and San Antonio, and we're accepting whatever God has to provide for us. But we believe in miracles. So if you're listening or know somebody that will feel led to be able to help us out with the show and continue it, and you think it has value, we'd love to hear from you. And Max, if somebody's listening, what's the best way for them to reach you directly where they can talk to you?
Well, contact the Coming King Foundation. You can contact them at the office at thecomingkingfoundation.org, office at thecomingkingfoundation.org. You can also call 830-928-7774, 928-7774, and, of course, our website. But we would appreciate it if this has been blessing you, and we just felt like it was a neat way, to share the gospel about what God was doing at the cross. But the whole reason we built the garden was not to create an entertainment place or a theme park. It was to get people to Jesus. And we saw this radio show as another way to get people to Jesus. And it was a little, it wasn't the garden, and yet we had such wonderful testimonies of how God is touching people on that mountain, that it's been a really interesting radio show. There's none like it, to my knowledge, on the radio. I've talked to Mike Payne, the manager there at KSLR, and the Salem Network, the biggest radio Christian network in the world, and Gene Bender over in Austin at KTXW, and they said, this is a unique show. I mean, there's lots of really good preaching shows. There's lots of good church service shows, but there are hardly any, and maybe none like ours, where they actually talk about what Jesus did yesterday, not just 2,000 years ago.
Not only that, but we'd bring the actual people sometimes that had the experience and share that, and that's very powerful.
Right. Absolutely. So we're going to continue on, but it won't be on the Austin and San Antonio stations unless folks help us sponsor this thing.
We've got, about 30 days? This is the last month?
Yeah. And so, but like you said, anything's possible with God. And what we are, by the grace of God, we're going to continue the program going each week, and you'll be able to hear it on the internet and come to our website, thecomingkingfoundation.org, and we'll be posting the shows. And then by the grace of God, Justin and Leslie McClure, who are the new owners of the bunch of radio stations here in Kerrville, Strong Christians, Jam Broadcasting, they have graciously allowed the program to continue for free on their station, KERV.
Which is what we're on here in Kerrville.
Right, AM 1230 in Kerrville at 5 p.m. on Sunday. So we're going to continue on because the stories are not stopping. God's not stopping doing stuff, and we want to tell people about how great he is, and that's what we're doing. And I've got here with me Stockton Williams, who is our vice president of the Coming King Foundation. He also was the rector of St. Peter's Episcopal Church here in Kerrville. is a great friend and strong man of God, and knows the Word and knows the Holy Spirit, which may surprise some Episcopalians. but he has the Spirit runs deep and strong in this man and his wife, and was such a blessing in our community to St. Peter's Episcopal Church, because it was just such a refreshing chance to hear somebody that was so in love with God and believed in the whole book, including all the supernatural stuff that we talk about on this show. And so, but the good, thing about him is he's beloved by everybody in this town, and so he's going to be helping us, and he's going to be looking. Tell us what role you're playing for the Coming King related to the radio show.
Well, Max, it's great to be here on this show today, because I've been behind the scenes for several months now trying to get all the guests
lined up. That's getting ready to
change. And so now I get to actually talk. But you're right, Max. I am in charge of finding the guests, or the guest coordinator, you could say, for this show. And what we want is you, the listener, to tell us When you have had very powerful experiences up at the Empty Cross, that whole garden area, the whole sculpture garden and the Empty Cross, we would love to hear your stories, whether or not you want to be on the air or we can get you on the air. We would love to hear your stories anyway. And I would give you that same phone number that Max just gave you to call 830-928-7774 to please give us your own testimonies of your own spiritual experiences that you have had at the cross, how your life has been changed, how people, your family and friends' lives have been changed, what you have experienced there, the peace, the harmony, the healing. Wonderful to hear the healing stories that happen up at the Empty Cross. So that's what we want to do. We want to hear your stories and put at least some of them on the air on this show.
You're also welcome to write those down in an email, too. That's a pretty good way sometimes as the initial contact or a second contact is just put your testimony in writing.
You know,
that book that we all love called The Bible, that's all that is. It's a book of testimonies of people's interactions and experiences with Almighty God. And we're having those. Lots are happening up on that mountain. So if you would, put it in writing, email it to us. And then if you would like to be on the radio show, we'd love to consider you as a guest. God's doing everything up there. He's doing the salvations. He's doing water baptisms. He's doing spirit baptism, baptism of the Holy Spirit. He's physically healing people. He's psychologically healing people. He is breaking off addictions, sexual abuse, smoking. I mean, just all the different things, alcoholism. And we've had just wonderful stories for the last 4 years, which you can find all those, by the way, on our archives of the radio show on the website. And right. So we've got all those treasures. I mean, it's like an oral history of what God's been doing on that mountain. So
I just thought of something. If you're listening in the San Antonio area, you can get in contact with us, and I will arrange, and you can't come to Kerrville to tape your interview or something, I'll arrange in San Antonio to be able to tape that there.
Because you have your own show,
that's
right?
Great.
I have my own show.
Talk about
on KLUP.
Texas?
It's every Saturday from 4 to 5 o'clock. It's called Talk About Texas, which is a sister station to this station, KSLR, that you're listening right now. And so if that happens and we need to bring you by in San Antonio, I will arrange at KSLR, KLUP, to tape the interview, and then we'll send it up here where they can put it on here. How's that?
That'd be awesome. That'd be perfect.
I just thought of that. God works in mysterious ways.
Yes, that's a great idea.
And another thing, too, if let's say they're not comfortable with being on the radio, we read visitor comments and testimonies every single program.
Yes, that's a good point.
Because it lifts up Jesus. You're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. So if they don't feel comfortable being on the radio, we still want your testimonies. Right, it's encouragement to other people, and we can read it on the air on the visitor comments.
Right. And remember, we tape this, so it's not live. So if you're afraid of making a mistake, we can fix it.
There's nothing to be afraid of. It's all good.
That's right. And there's a scripture that says if we will speak for God and for Jesus, he will give us the words.
Right.
Yes.
He'll put his words in our mouth.
And he really does.
We'll make you sound real good.
That's right. And that's right. So you don't have to worry about that part at all. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it's helpful for you to write it down for yourself, too, because it helps you focus what actually happened and keeps it better in your own memory, as well as it later helps us to review it and see how it fits in with all the wonderful things happening up there.
You know, it'd be good, just thinking about a hybrid of that, would be let someone put some talking points down or write something down and let them read a little bit of it and then take it from there and do the interview. Because that way, instead of trying to figure out exactly what they need to say, they could put down 30, 40 seconds of it and kind of give it a capsule of it, and then we'll take the interview.
You know, this putting it down and writing stuff, I was kind of convicted to do that by the Holy Spirit in July of 1989 when Sherry and I prayed for these 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I was a good Southern Baptist fourth generation, but it was those 9 gifts that result in the miracles, both with the disciples and, the apostles, but also now today with us. And God started doing stuff, and I promised him early on that if he did stuff in my life, I would tell people. And so I started witnessing to people, and then so much started happening. One day I felt like the Holy Spirit said, son, you need to get organized. And so I started doing prayer journals. And started in July of 1989. And every single day of my life since then, I've kept a spiritual diary. It's not a, what I ate today kind of a thing. And, but it's what God's doing in my life. And not too dissimilar to the book of Acts. I mean, because they saw God doing all this stuff. and they wrote it down right. for us, you know, and I've tried to do the same thing. And that's why people wonder how I can, you know, tell these stories. Well, actually, I put all the details, the times, the dates, places. Mm-hmm. I take pictures when I can. And I encourage everybody, if you're not journaling, you need to, because then you can look back and you can be amazed at the amazing, wonderful ways God has intervened in your life and answered your prayers. Yeah, Roy.
What a great segue. Speaking of journaling, how's your book coming?
Oh, let's see. I got up at 4:30 this morning.
That. It's like,
oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm writing the history and the story of the Coming King Foundation, the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. Started it last February. It's now about almost a year. I'm getting up every morning between 3:30 and 4:30, and I'm spending about 4 hours a day writing up the story. And I've got all these journals that I can go back to, and it's a pretty amazing story. Again, I've decided my first part of the sentence of the book is going to be say something like, I'm not sure I would believe this.
Right. Yeah.
If I haven't yeah. lived it, you know, and, we're going to be able to do it. And only God knows when we, are going to finish. The Holy Spirit and I, hopefully I'm about 3/4 of the way finished, but there's quite a bit of amazing stuff. It's going to sound like fiction. I mean, I've already had some people around the country.
The big burning questions we all want to know is, so if this is published and it made into a movie, who is going to play you in the movie?
What I want to know. Yeah, I'm not sure who's going to play me, but I already figured out the president's wife can play Sherry. Because she's a beautiful lady. And,
Sherry would like that. Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, now we'll worry about that on downstream, but I did get some good comments from a number of people that are heads of ministries, and they said, and matter of fact, Gene Bender, that's the manager there in Austin, and he said, the way I'm telling the story, it models how Christians are supposed to live, mm-hmm. and about hearing the voice of God, getting people to pray, getting having divine appointments, seeing where God is working, and he just said that I'm modeling that in this story. And that will be helpful for other Christians to wonder, well, how do you talk about somebody about Jesus? How do you just go up to a stranger? Why do you look for somebody at the gas pump? You know, I mean, and so hopefully it will have some benefits. And I am sharing the story of the drafts with folks that want to read it early, but it's coming. So just keep praying for me and we'll get her done.
Before I forget, we've just agreed today to put the sister station of KSLR, KLUP, with my show, Talk About Texas. And we're going to be live, and that's 9:30 a.m. On your dial. We're going to be up here on the 20th, which is a Saturday, at 4 o'clock and go live talking about...
Before Easter.
Just the day before Easter. We're going to talk about the big Easter sunrise service the next right. day. So be sure and listen in for that. We're going to have some great guests.
Right. So come all day Saturday. We'll have the music and food and stuff will start at 11, and it'll go for several hours into the
rain
afternoon.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. And we've had, what, 5,000 people or something last yeah. year. Mm-hmm. And we had over 500 on Sunday morning at sunrise.
And I do this every year. I tell myself when I get up at about 5 o'clock in the morning on sun to be here for sunrise service
yeah.
or four, I think, is this really worth it? But then, of course, once right. you get your shower and you get going, and I know that if I didn't go, I'd feel guilty. So, and I didn't want to have to face Max, and Max says, where were you?
That's right. Well, let me mention that Lueta is, she is moving on to bigger and greater things. So watch your TV stations
right,
and all
the
stuff and movies and all this that she's done so well doing the Cross at Kerrville radio show that she's
she
moved beyond us.
Claim now.
That's right. And so, but Lloyd, we just want to thank you for the fantastic job that you and Dawn have done to carry the baton and this relay of the race. And I just thank you so much. You've done an excellent job. You're full of the Spirit. Yeah, and we just bless.
Yay.
Yeah. And Lloyd. Roschke's Ministries, and so we encourage everybody to watch her and support her. And Lueta, where are you on the TV and radio? And stuff?
You can go to my website at lueta.org, and you can find out where my TV show is airing, what time, and when my radio show airs. And I just want to say thank you to everyone, and it's an honor to have been hosting. I appreciate it. It's been a tremendous blessing to me. God is just saying I need to do more in my own ministry, so I just didn't have enough time, but it wasn't because I don't support it, and I love the Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden.
Max, real quickly.
Yeah, you show that love.
With changes are getting ready. We're going to be on KERV.
Right. We're on KERV 12:30 on Sunday mornings mm-hmm. At 5 or Sunday evening.
Sunday afternoon, 5 Sunday o'clock.
5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
see?
And so you can tune in and hear that, and you'll also be able to go to the Coming King website.
All right, and get the download.
And get the show.
All right, now, if we get some sponsors in, that may change.
Yes.
And how do people get in contact with a sponsor?
Yeah, just contact the Coming King Foundation office, just 830-928-7774. And if you'd like to help us have this continue the show in Austin and in San Antonio, we'd love to do that. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening.
And thank all of y'all listening to the Coming King Foundation radio show.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.